From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rights groups are criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. In an address to Congress on Tuesday, after signing an executive order, the president said, "I am keeping another promise." He canceled a 2009 order in which then-President Barack Obama pledged to close the facility. Trump said during his campaign that he wanted to keep Guantanamo open and, quote, loaded up with some bad dudes. At the height of its operation, the prison held 780 people, mostly inmates with alleged ties to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Since then, hundreds have been transferred back to their home countries or to other nations that agreed to accept them. President Obama tried unsuccessfully to close the prison during his 8 years in office. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is being criticized from both sides of the ideological spectrum. Immigrants' rights groups blasted the plan, as did anti-immigrant groups. The president's plan would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants, give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the U.S. economy, and end a visa lottery that gave people throughout the world a chance to come legally to the United States. The government has dropped its corruption case against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Prosecutors decided not to retry him months after his first trial ended with a deadlocked jury. A judge last week threw out some of the bribery charges against Menendez, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case in the first trial. This is VOA News. African leaders were very close to officially demanding that President Trump publicly apologize for reportedly crude remarks about the continent, but backed off. The African Union drafted its response to the president at a summit this week, warning that Trump's racist and xenophobic behavior puts the strategic partnership between the United States and Africa at risk. But the African Union decided not to release the draft after a January 25th letter from Trump in which he pledged his deep respect for Africa. Loans from China helped Uganda build a new road to its main airport, but critics say the country is now too deep in debt to Beijing. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Uganda says this road is the jewel in the crown of an infrastructure project to drive economic growth. Critics say it will lead to more debt. China lent Uganda $350 million, about 60% of the cost, towards building the 30-mile road. That was part of a larger chunk of $3 billion. And it's in talks to lend it $2.3 billion more for other projects. All part of its Belt and Road scheme to boost infrastructure and Chinese clout across the globe. The World Bank wrote off nearly all of Uganda's debt a decade ago. Now it's back up to $11 billion. Opponents say President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 32 years, has squandered the debt relief and spent long-awaited oil revenues even before crude starts to flow in 2 years' time.
So generations to come will have to shoulder this burden, because they will have to be taxed heavily and will have to pay. So that's why we are saying our country has been mortgaged by Mr. Museveni. Even these Chinese who are coming here from even the commercial banks we are borrowing from, Exim banks and whatnot, the burden will finally come on our shoulders as Ugandans.
The government says heightened borrowing is deliberate to put up modern infrastructure and push up economic growth. The highway should cut the journey between Uganda's capital, Kampala, and the international airport by half an hour. It will open in a few months' time, a year late.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United States says it's not aware of any specific threats to the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month, despite nuclear tensions with neighboring North Korea. Senior State Department officials say they've been working closely with South Korea for 2 years to prepare for the 2018 Olympic Games that begin February 9th. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.